There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
For the day today on Good Day, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Helen Keller said that, and pretty good way for us to start the day. If this is the start of your day, maybe it's the end of your day, whatever, there are things going on that Molly Page, the news sage, and Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, want to present along with yours truly. I always love that when the old television shows, and yours truly, Fred Bond, you know. I'll not be Fred Bond. Although, did you see the trailer this weekend for the new James Bond movie?
No.
Ah. No.
Ah, it's out. And out and about, as it were. Okay, speaking of out and about, Molly's going to update us on the bulk collection of American phone data. You may or may not have heard of a fellow named Edward Snowden. How many people have heard of Snowden? Raise your hands, please. There, look at all those people. Who know Mr. Snowden, who has, according to some, snowed the American public. Those are people who want you not to know what's going on in life, the disruption of events, disclosing of what the government was collecting informationally on you. No matter what happens, it appears, Molly, that this bulk collection of data will not be allowed going forward.
Or quite as bulky.
Not quite as bulky, right. Right.
Yeah, well, the bill before the Senate today, known as the USA Freedom, sorry, my headphones just came unplugged, Freedom Act, would reauthorize the surveillance, but it would phase out the NSA phone record collections over time.
Yeah.
It passed the House overwhelmingly. It is backed by President Obama, not Senator Rand Paul.
Yeah. Well, because Paul doesn't think it goes far enough.
Far enough, yeah.
I was thinking back to the vote on the Patriot Act right after September 11th. Only one senator voted against the Patriot Act, calling it a violation of civil liberties. Say it again, Doug. Civil liberties. And those were the angry days. Now, what do we have? Almost 14 years. In September, it'll be 14 years. 77 senators voted to advance the bill that you're talking about.
Right.
So, what a change. What has happened? Did we wake up? Is it thanks to Edward Snowden? What else are they thinking?
Well, we wouldn't even know about it, really, if it wasn't for Snowden.
That's right.
That's the chance he took and had to flee his country.
Yeah, how about that for being, hey, thanks, and get out of the country or we'll shoot you. So this is what goes on in America these days. Can't debate or discuss things that are really controversial or really important because you'll be shouted down by those on either side who don't want you to be heard.
Well, there are so many people who said if he really believes in what he did, why did he leave the country? Why didn't he stay here for and fight for what he believes in? Well, because he would be in jail.
Right.
And he would have no voice.
Right.
And they would make sure of that.
Yep.
The people who wanted him quiet. So if this becomes law over the next few days, the NSA will resume gathering phone records, but only for a transitional period of about 6 months in the House version, a year in the Senate version. If the bill fails amid congressional politics, the collection cannot resume.
The law professor who I read, Jeffrey Stone, said we want and need to be safe, but we're now in a better position to take a deep breath, step back, and look more carefully about how best to balance the competing interests in security and individual freedom. So with that comes an overhaul, a directive aimed at the folks who work in the TSA, who have done such a marvelous job of protecting us since the events of September 11th. They, if you listen to them, protect you, and they do it for your good. Unfortunately, TSA, however, has not been able to stop smuggling of various prohibited items.
It's crazy because they always get my hand lotion.
Yeah, well, that's good because it's very dangerous. Your hand lotion is very, very dangerous.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they
moist
have...
moist hands, nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Let a lot of other things go through. So now, the new chief of Homeland... well, relatively new chief of Homeland Security says we have to overhaul security. What we should do is get rid of it. Or find some way. I am usually in TSA pre-check, which means that I can go through quickly, don't take my shoes off, the bags go in. I'm usually in the checkpoint and out in 4 minutes. Maybe if it's unusual, 4 or 5 minutes, that's
because
it.
Because you travel so much?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a traveling thing. You can apply for it. You get it. There are three or four different... There's an age consideration. There's how much you travel. If you have, for example, my most frequent route by far is Boston, L.A., and back again. So they track that. The airlines are told by TSA, if you have people that are frequently using the same route... that's my circumstance, then give them the TSA pre-check. What happened, I'm surprised, though, not lately, I took a trip to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and I don't usually get TSA pre-check for trips like that, but I got it in that circumstance. So there's in the system something that identifies me as not being a foreign combatant, apparently. So
the farm tan.
Yeah, that's what it is. Must be the farm tan. So anyway, where are we with the specifics of this, Molly? What can you add to the...
Well, the acting head of the TSA has been reassigned.
Uh-huh.
And this after... I have to stop bumming. I do that a lot. The Inspector General's report revealed that an undercover agent, many of them, were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through the checkpoint as part of an investigation that revealed this massive system-wide security failure at all American airports. They failed the test 67 out of 70 tests. So 96% of the time, these people were able to sneak bombs, explosives, firearms, everything right past the TSA. One guy had a bomb strapped to his back.
Yeah.
The magnometer caught it. The screener failed to find it.
See, this is... they're firing this guy who was the acting temporary deputy director, whatever foolish title they come up with. But is it him, or is it just the whole system?
And they're reassigning him. They're not firing him.
Right, yeah. Nobody ever gets fired in the federal government. Give him a desk job somewhere. Go keep quiet. Take a check home. See you later, alligator. Yeah, he's been reassigned. You're right, Kenny. They've got serious concerns. So it says Homeland Security. I've had serious concerns about them since it first got started because they're harassing, they're impudent, they're not very bright for the most part, and they do things that we hear about these things all the time. A little old lady and a grandmother in a wheelchair, she gets worked over. 3-year-old children get worked over. By people who are just not well trained. And maybe the same sort of thing is with the police. Not so well trained. Maybe we need fewer TSA agents. Maybe we need a little more intelligence in the way it's... we're not going to get rid of the TSA. I get that, even though I don't like it.
Well, how do you get better people there? Because sometimes you go through there, and they just seem like the kind of folks that are chewing gum and don't really care, but have the power, and you can't question them.
They're cheap help, and they get them... because supposedly we don't want to pay that much money for them. As a matter of fact, I think they work for less than $15 an hour. Any TSA agents listening, 888-302-3684, how much you get paid? We'll check that out. I want to know how much they get paid, but I'm betting it's not much. It's either around $15 an hour, maybe even less than that. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day, 16 after the hour.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/16 in store and online while supplies last. Price match get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, 888-302-3684, 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready. Okay, so you have, we'll ask the question now, and sometime before, 20 before the next hour, we'll get the answer. The Supreme Court yesterday announced their position with regard to that Muslim woman. Remember, we talked about this several times over the past, since the beginning of the year, because it came up on the Supreme Court docket. The woman who did not get hired after she showed up to a job interview with Abercrombie and Fitch wearing a headscarf. So did they agree or disagree with her point of view? 888-302-3684. That's the 2020 News Quiz question. Tell me whether the Supreme Court agreed or disagreed with the Muslim woman who went all the way up the ladder to the Supreme Court, not happy because she went to a job interview and had a headscarf on. Abercrombie & Fitch says, sorry, we're not hiring you because of that.
Well, it's too much clothes.
888-302-3684. So on which side? They come down on the side of Abercrombie and Fitch or the side of the Muslim woman? Want to know the answer? You listen because we'll give you the answer. Well, I'm not going to give you the answer. The person who calls with the right answer is going to get qualified for our drawing. We have a trip for two to a lovely spa, the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a really plush place to go. Help yourself. If you want to go and get qualified for the drawings, will take place July the 3rd. Then call now, 888-302-3684. Which side was the Supreme Court on?
You
Nubia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Nubia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want you to sort of sit down and relax for a moment, or two or three or four, because we're going to celebrate for the next few minutes the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This date, 1967. It was the number one album for 15 weeks, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Included in the album, Sgt. Pepper, obviously, and a song, this was Ringo's only song on the album, written by John and Paul. Ringo performs this. I don't think he did on the, Molly, you were watching the induction ceremony. Ringo was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Paul. I don't think he did with a little help from my friends, but this is still...
He did
classic.
Boys, I saw that.
Yeah,
and
the Sherelle song.
Yeah, and yeah. then I kind of missed the rest of the Ringo situation.
That's good. Sorry. Yeah, right. All right, so Richie, are we going to pay tribute to all of these with a little excerpt? Or what happened to a little help from my friends?
It's part of Sgt. Pepper.
Ah.
So you have to wait a couple of minutes to get there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, this is John's song, inspired by a drawing his 4-year-old son Julian did at school of Julian's friend Lucy in the Sky with the Diamonds. Getting Better also on this album, John and Paul. Creating vocals, Paul. It's getting better all the time, John. It can get no worse. I like this one, Richie. Crank it up with you.
Getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
Now, there are some of the tunes on here that aren't so well known. That's side one, Fixing a Hole, and She's Leaving Home were also being for the benefit of Mr. Kite on the first side. Side two, Within You, Without You. This is a George contribution to the album.
Of course it is.
Recorded with a group of Indian musicians and with none of the Beatles. All right, let's keep going with the pop stuff. Richie, When I'm 64, this is Paul's song. I love this. I love this. He originally wrote when he was 16 years of age. The Beatles played this at their early shows when they were technical problems that didn't allow them to do the stuff. It was so simple to play this. Lovely Rita. Paul wrote this one after getting a parking ticket in front of the Abbey Road Studios. Very, it's so clever and easy. Good morning, good morning. This is a John song.
I've got nothing to say.
Inspired by a TV commercial for Corn Flakes. The best to you each morning. Sunshine breakfast, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, crisp and full of fun. Right. And then there's a day in the life.
Oops,
so clever. Just go to the last passage, you in.
John, what a story. What a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Two parts of the newspaper. First was about a friend who had been killed in a car accident. The other was about a plan to fill 4,000 potholes in Lancashire. The thinking.
This is the album that drove Brian Wilson crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically went into his room and listened to this album like a zillion times and went nuts.
Yeah.
Who didn't listen to it a zillion times?
I know, but it didn't drive you and me crazy.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
Speak for yourself.
Jerry still out.
Yeah. On me or you?
Yeah. Well.
Not her. So, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Say it again, Doug. Lonely Hearts Club Band. Released on this date, 1967. What is that? 40, 50.
Rolling Stones' number one album of the top 500 greatest albums of all time.
48 years ago. 48.
There will never be another album as great. The White Album is close.
You can't tell.
And Beach Boys' Pet Sounds.
28 after on Good Day. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
See if we can get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question before we move on into the Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner reality. This is a reality show, in a manner of speaking. So we're giving away a trip to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll do that on July the 3rd. So every time we have a contest like this, 2020 News Quiz question, then we put you in the running for the drawing that will take place on the 3rd of July. So good luck as we present to you a gentleman named Kevin, who's in Louisville, Kentucky. Kevin, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. So my question followed up on action taken by the Supreme Court that was announced yesterday with regard to that Muslim woman who didn't get hired after she showed up to a job interview at Abercrombie and Fitch wearing a black headscarf. Did the justices agree with her position or with Abercrombie and Fitch's position?
Her position.
They did, in fact.
Yes.
Quite a surprise. Were you surprised to learn that when you found out about it?
I don't know. The way the world is now about racism and everything else, she's going to get her way.
She's going to get her way.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's appropriate? Do you think the Supreme Court was right in agreeing with her position?
Well, like I said, the way the world is today, yes.
You think they were? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Hold on just a second, and Kara's going to get information on you so we can put you in the qualifying list for this trip for two to the Sundara Spa, which is in Madison, Wisconsin. A very cool place. So hold on just a second, and we will get to you, Kara. I guess you've got that taken care of. Let's spend a minute. The Supreme Court, Kenny, yesterday announced a couple of things, and there was one other item that seems to be of interest and importance. Yes? No.
They decided. Yeah. Well, they did, there was a case where someone had gotten arrested for threatening to kill someone on Facebook.
Right.
And they threw it out.
So it's okay to apparently say whatever you want on Facebook, right? If you can threaten to kill somebody, then was the threat real, though, or was it just kind of a, this is just a kind of joke?
I don't think it wasn't like I'm coming over to kill you now. Mm-hmm. And here's a picture of the weapon that I'm going to kill you with.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the specific comments, but they ruled that that wasn't. I guess
okay,
that's okay
to threaten. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's free speech, right?
Well, it's a weird place to fine line because there's so much negativity in social media on Facebook and Twitter. I think if that were a law, and they started arresting people, the jails would fill up.
Yeah.
Not that they're not full already.
Right, with people who ought not to be there. There are a lot of people in jail, and this would be just one more category. So, who feels strongly about that one way or another? 888-302-3684. The question comes on whether you think this is appropriate or not appropriate.
They kind of compared it to rap lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be harsh, threatening, and they said, you know, if that's freedom of speech in a song, then it should be freedom of speech on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So where does this all go? Where does it stop? Where does it? We know where it starts, but will you be able to say anything you want on social media and get away with it? What about bullying? I wonder, has there ever been a case that went to the Supreme Court about bullying? We had any number of them over the past 4 or 5 years. Wonder what would happen if someone were convicted of bullying based on what they had put on their Facebook page or Twitter page, and they bring the same case to the Supreme Court. Would the Supreme Court be within reason thinking about what they just said about Facebook? Okay, somebody says they want to kill you. Great. That's all right. So the business of bullying is less serious than threatening somebody's life, yeah? So why wouldn't it be okay? In this circumstance, neither of these two things are okay with me. How are they with you?
Yeah, in this case, it was someone who had written, for want of a better word, a poem, mm-hmm. like rap-like style lyrics about suggesting that he was going to kill his estranged wife.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who feel that way about their former spouses.
Yeah, that's a big club. Yeah.
you might even be a member of that.
I've been to some meetings.
All right. So that takes care of that. People in the news. Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner. On the cover of the Rolling Stone? No.
No, Vanity Fair.
Cover. I know that. I was just trying to be facetious about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember that old song?
I do, on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Yeah.
All right, so now she's on the whatever, the cover of the Rolling Stone. Am I being disrespectful? I notice ESPN is going to honor Caitlyn Jenner for her courage and her strength.
What are you saying that would be disrespectful?
Am I saying it?
Yeah.
Disrespectful to whom? It's his.
You said, am I being disrespectful?
Oh, am I being disrespectful because I haven't yet gotten used to calling him Caitlin, her Caitlin?
Oh, well, it was just announced yesterday. You need a minute.
Yeah, I do. Day or two. this sort of thing doesn't really register well with me. I don't care. It was kind of like when, what was the fellow's name that was in the Army and...
Bradley Manning?
Now what's his name?
Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, I don't care. Those things don't bother me one way or another. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I think that the amount of attention that it gets is pretty bizarre under the circumstances. Maybe it is because this is bizarre. So why don't you tell us? He's been now called Caitlin. So does he still show up on the Kardashian show?
I don't know because I've tried to watch that show twice and I can't get through it.
No.
So I'm afraid I have not researched that.
Right.
But he is posing on the cover of Vanity Fair. That was released yesterday. And he tweeted out his brand new name, Caitlyn Jenner. What's really interesting is that in just over 4 hours, the Twitter account reached over 1 million followers. And that set an official record for Guinness.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yes. What do I know?
So, and the previous record was held by the president, President Obama. So that's really interesting. And many people are saying that it is groundbreaking, that he's, you know, throwing open doors for transgender people. I think it gets so much attention because he was an Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
And so many people admired him, and he was kind of the poster boy for male virility as that athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And now this transition.
So now he can still be the poster boy for male virility just without his male parts.
How do I put this? Well, you'll have to see the picture. It doesn't look like he has any, but that can be.
Well. No, he probably doesn't. Don't they operate
airbrushed
and take him off?
Yeah, but he said he wasn't going to have that done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's more weird with
it
each
does.
Passing
the
moment.
Picture is bizarre to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, nobody else I've talked to has a problem with it. To me, it just looks like a very strange
picture. It's none of my business. I don't care. That's my position. And you know how I am. Kenny certainly does. Been around me long enough. These sorts of things mean absolutely nothing to me. Interesting conversation if you want to talk about it. But
it means something socially in our society, where we are now, what we accept, how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is progress.
Well, it is progress for transgender people, certainly. Their suicide rate is twice what it is for those who aren't.
I know, it's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A matter of accepting who you are. I think it's interesting sometimes how people, their entire identity is wrapped up in their sex.
All right, so for those of you who want to know, you can go online. I'm sure any number of people. This has been wildly successful in terms of being tweeted, as Molly was saying, around. Flowing hair, a strapless corset outfit. Some people would say it's sexy. Is that the image he's trying to present? A sexy image?
Oh, yeah, you couldn't say that that's not what he's trying to project. Yeah, it looks sexy. But you know what's interesting is he talks about himself in the third person a lot when you hear the interviews. He says, Bruce had a lot of secrets, and Bruce couldn't really be himself, but Caitlyn has no secrets. And I wonder, who's talking here? Because it's all third person. He doesn't seem connected.
Is he connected? This has got to be really almost terrifyingly abrupt, in a sense. And when you confront, there'll be a lot of people who are going to be pretty nasty to him. I wonder how. What are the comments online, Kenny, of all the million tweets? What are people saying about him and this? I'm sure there's a lot of people that are supportive, but this change has to bring out, you know, we were just talking a few minutes ago about the Supreme Court decision on Facebook. A lot of hateful things are said in social media. I can't believe this is an exception.
I haven't seen the hateful comments yet.
Uh-huh.
I know that on Fox News that Neil Cavuto was mocking the whole thing, and they've been making fun of it for most of the day yesterday.
Anybody who makes fun of it is insecure in their own sexuality, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's too pat. Okay, so Fox and their point of view, you kind of get what their point of view is.
Right.
But do they have to carry it to this extent? I have my own thing with Cavuto and stuff that I know about him from behind closed doors, and so I won't say what I know or this circumstance, but he's got a lot of room to move. Not that I'm not talking about his sexuality. I'm just talking about how he handles himself in his own personal life. I find it troubling when people are so accusatory of others. When most of the time it's a deflection from what's going on with them.
Right.
That's my own read on it. All right, so what else have you got, Kenny?
A lot of positive comments. Lauren says, going through this kind of thing in the public eye, your humanity reduced to tabloid headlines, your spirit and person offered up to millions of strangers as if they were nothing more than meat before a starving dog. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the courage and strength it takes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it in the public eye intentionally.
Right.
You know, the show was the Kardashians. He didn't have to be involved in that at all. It was just a giant house of estrogen and high heels. But he wanted to be involved in it.
The house of estrogen and high heels. That's a visualization for you.
And he's the one who did these interviews and came out in public. And maybe it's very helpful, but then it can...
Helpful to whom? To their pocketbook, their bottom line, maybe.
Of course it is, yeah. Certainly. But also to other folks who might be struggling with being transgender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there are those people who are deciding to have it done, those people who think that it's important, and if it is, then you ought to pursue whatever your dreams are, whatever your life tells you, whatever your psyche thinks is good for you, that's what you should be thinking and doing. As long as you've thought it all through and you got the information there to back it up. Julio Iglesias' son, Enrique, also a person in the news, needed reconstructive hand surgery. What the heck did he do?
He grabbed the drone. Remember, we were talking about this for a minute yesterday while he was on stage in a concert. There are these drones that kind of film the action, and he has a habit of grabbing the drones and kind of turning them around to show the crowd from his perspective. And he grabbed the drone and cut his hand.
There it is.
And it was very, very bloody. And then he took the blood and made a little heart on his white T-shirt.
Ah, sweet. Yeah. Okay.
So that was charming.
Yeah. I like blue hearts better than red hearts. That is a personal preference. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
With newly minted high school and college grads pouring out of schools these days, the big question is what gift to buy them. There are watches and jewelry and gift cards, but is there something out there that will get you more for less? The answer is yes. Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone, BYOP, 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed, and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. Grads will get to keep their phone's network and number. It's easy to switch your phone with BYOP. Just purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your compatible phone and follow a few simple instructions to activate it on your current network. What could be better for these job-seeking grads than a high-speed, affordable wireless service like Net10? With no contracts and no credit checks, there are no surprises. Need a gift for that new grad? Log on to net10wireless.com or net10byop.com.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobile, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better.
peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
There was a boat in the Yangtze River that capsized. 400 people, 450 people went down with the ship during a cyclone. Oof, what a horrible reality that is, huh? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
There you go.
Amen.
Stephen Bishop from the movie Animal House, number one at the box office this week in 1978. Good Lord. Animal House. Yeah, that's the position. Silly stuff.
I had a cameo in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you produce this movie today? Could this movie make it today? All right, let's get to our contest. Chuck Curry is here with a review of what the movies did box office total-wise over the weekend. Maybe a surprise, maybe not. We'll get to that list in a matter of moments. First, though, we have the number one movie this week in 1989 in our focus, so that if you can figure out by listening to these three clips what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684 and be qualified for the drawing July 3rd for the Sundara Spa Package, a plush weekend for two at a VIP resort that does nothing but make you feel superb. So qualifying for the drawing comes as you identify this movie.
And we all have a great need for acceptance, but you must trust that your beliefs are unique, your own, even though others may think them odd or unpopular, even though the herd may go, that's bad.
Got it. 888-302-3684. Next clip, Rich.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Even better. 888-302-3684. Last clip.
How can you describe poetry like American Bandstand? All right.
888-302, Doug. Next, Chucker. Do we have to, wait a minute, do we, I'm asking the question, so now we have to pause for a moment. We get the answer, and we get the routine from the weekend next on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Healthmart pharmacy near you. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/13 in store and online while supplies last. Price match get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to the answer to the question. First of all, John is in Washington. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's the name of the movie?
I'm going to guess Dead Poets Society.
Good guess. It was Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams in one of his great roles, it would seem. So we'll qualify you for that drawing to the Sundara. Congratulations, sir. Chucker, this weekend, I saw two movies. I bet you did, too. I saw San Andreas.
I did too.
And I saw Aloha. And
let me just say, San Andreas was number one at the box office, blowing past studio expectations, doing $53 million.
I told you that. I told you it would do better. Remember, you said 40 million
is
an ad.
This is what I thought. I thought it was really well paced, exciting, very good visuals, terrific emotional sequences, a highly likable Dwayne Johnson, and the girl who played his daughter, Alexander Daddario, I thought was also highly likable and extremely easy on the eyes. That girl's beautiful. She should play Wonder Woman. And I liked Carla Gianno as his wife. I thought overall highly entertaining. I know I'm partial to the genre, but I thought it was the best time I had at the movies this summer.
It was a lot of fun, but come on, Chucker.
I don't care.
I'm not criticizing. What I'm saying is, just understand, we both laughed at things that were... This was writing out of some fifth grade class. The lines that they delivered were embarrassingly foolish, but yet it was all that you just described. It was fun. I mean, who goes... These critics that keep saying, oh my God, it was terrible. It was terrible. The dialogue, the script was awful. But
for
the movie
reason,
was fun.
It's interesting. The disaster genre is polarizing.
Yeah.
People either really like it, like I do, or they just dismiss
it. But
it was
awful. Not greatly written. All right, what are the other in the top five?
Pitch Perfect 2 came in second, 14.4, 147 3 weeks. That's solid. Tomorrowland placed third, underperforming at the box office. I think it's well worth seeing, 13.8, 63 million in 2 weeks. Mad Max Fury Road, 13.6, 116 in 3 weeks. Word of mouth on that is really good. And the Avengers 2 ran out the top five. What do you think of Aloha?
I thought it was slow. It was okay, but it was nothing. You know, Bill Murray kind of underplayed his role. But it was okay. That's about it. Okay. 59 after.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.